From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Standing in front of large pieces of debris, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told a news conference at a Washington military base that the U.S. has undeniable evidence that Iran is illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of a pattern of bad behavior in the region. Haley said the pieces were from a short-range missile recently fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen into Saudi Arabia. The missile struck a civilian airport. She said the activity is not just limited to Yemen.
What we're also seeing is activity in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and we'll be able to show all of those. And there is more coming. This is not it. There is a lot more of uncomfortable evidence that the international community will look at and realize how dangerous this is.
Iran's UN mission put out a statement immediately after Haley's comments. They dismissed the allegations as unfounded and, at the same time, irresponsible. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the crisis over North Korea's nuclear program with his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump in a phone call Thursday, according to the Kremlin. The two heads of state discussed the situation in several crisis zones, with a focus on solving the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula, the Kremlin said in a statement without elaborating. Putin, in his annual press conference with hundreds of journalists in Moscow Thursday, welcomed the United States' awareness of reality in the crisis. However, he called on all sides to stop aggravating the situation and said Moscow does not recognize North Korea's status as a nuclear power. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging leaders to find a peaceful solution to the North Korea crisis. Guterres made the comments to reporters after meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join members of the United Nations Security Council on Friday to discuss putting maximum pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. The State Department said Tillerson would call on all Security Council members to work together to continue the economic and diplomatic pressure campaign against North Korea in order to compel its regime to end the nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Somalia's al-Shabaab extremist rebels quickly claimed responsibility for an explosion that killed 18 people in Somalia on Thursday. An Islamic extremist suicide bomber killed 18 people at a police academy in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Thursday. Somali's acting police commissioner said police were preparing for the 74th anniversary of Police Day, and a suicide bomber came in and blew up himself. He said 18 police officers were killed and 15 were injured. The U.S. on Thursday voted to dismantle the two-year-old net neutrality rules that guaranteed equal access to the Internet. The new policies reduce regulation on major Internet service providers and hand them sweeping powers to decide what web content consumers can access. The White House spokesman Sarah Sanders said the Trump administration supports the FCC's efforts, but also supports a free and fair Internet. Several organizations said they will challenge the new rules in a court. Top U.S. and Mexican officials met at the State Department in Washington Thursday and agreed to increase their efforts to disrupt the deadly business of transnational criminal organizations. For more news, look at our website, VOA News. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.